Welcome back, intrepid readers. I know a few of you are wondering if Skeeter managed to marry those two women down in California and set them on a path to either happiness or divorce. So let me assure those who were left back in episode 9 with this cliffhanger. Yep, I shepherded them through the legalities, waxed a little philosophic, I was after all the clergy, and signed the binding contracts for the state of California. Okay, so I got to the wedding half an hour late when traffic on the Bay Bridge crawled to a stop. But hell, Putin made Trump wait an hour. Folks had to wait, after all, the Reverend wasn't there yet. And if the brides weren't nervous before, trust me, they were by the time I waltzed into an auditorium with 150 people fidgeting in their uncomfortable folding chairs, most of them a bit perplexed by the composting cowboy hat and Carhartt denims, open shirt and dirty shoes, all set off nicely by a silk scarf of stained glass design needlework and fabric made by one of the brides-to-be. And yeah, all right, I screwed up the beginning of the processional and then had to start all over. They cut off my microphone mid-hobbly, and sure, things looked grim, but we settled in, and I only goofed up 3 or 4 more times before I announced them man and woman and, well, you and the 150 others, we all know what I meant. So, maybe we can resume our lives now, get back to the Donald Trump reality show, and try to avoid further tangentials, like love or marriage, or all those so much less important things in politics. Unfortunately for me, and well, for you readers too, I have friends coming to go crabbing. I'm headed to the Mississippi River for a Huck Finn excursion with my brother and 95-year-old dad, and then I have to curate a fine art craft show. All this will distract me from the Trumpster at least a month. There's always MSNBC and Fox if you need a vein pump full of venom, but I'll need methadone to ward off withdrawal. Nevertheless, it's good to be home, back, it looks like, in the USSR.